Sun. Starring Fred McMurray. And as Bub, William Frawley. Presented by Hunt's. The ketchup with the big tomato taste.
Fingerprint dusting kit, and if there's any trouble, my James Bond Beretta.
That's pretty impressive equipment you got there, 007.
It certainly is. In fact, the local underworld's going to be in serious trouble.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, if I were a gangster, I'd be scared stiff.
Teasing, Mike. Ernie, nobody's gonna hire us as private detectives.
James Bond didn't get anywhere right away, and look at him now.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah?
I guess I'm on my way. Yeah. I don't think anything will come up, but just in case it does, here's where I'll be.
All right. Yeah. Hope you haven't forgotten anything.
Well, I don't think so.
Mike, you have anybody you want investigated or followed or anything?
Well, I can't think of anybody offhand, 007. How about you, honey?
No, I can't think. Well, now, wait a minute, Mr. Bond. I might have just the job for you.
Yeah?
I'd like you to keep an eye on Mike when I'm not around. Here's half the fee, balance on completion of the assignment.
Oh, boy, 008, we got our first case.
Plane ticket. Rob?
Yeah?
I left the plane ticket up in my dresser up there. Would you bring it down?
Okay, Dad.
Sure you don't want us to drop you at the airport, Dad?
Oh, thanks, Mike, but I'll just park the car at the airport overnight, and then nobody will have to pick me up tomorrow. You kids run along.
Okay. Have a good trip.
Yeah,
thanks.
Have a good trip, Dad. Dad, here's the plane ticket.
Oh, thanks, Rob.
Don't worry about anything while you're gone, Mr. Douglas. Me and Chip will give your house round-the-clock protection.
Oh, well, that's a very comforting thought, eh?
Yeah, isn't it?
Here's our card. If you want to get in touch, you can call me at this number. But not after 8 o'clock. That's my bedtime.
Chip Douglas, 008, and James Bond, 007. Well, fine. If I run into any international spies, I'll get in touch with you. So long, Chip. So long.
Bye.
Don't wait dinner for me tomorrow night, Bub. I'll probably eat in the plane.
All right.
So long.
Goodbye, Dad. Have a nice trip. Hello?
Hi, this is Jean Pearson.
Jean Pearson? Well, this is Robbie.
I know your voice anywhere.
What are you doing back here in Bryant Park?
Oh, nothing in particular. Just visiting my grandmother for a few days. I thought it'd be a good opportunity to look up some of my old friends.
Well, this is the nicest surprise in a long time. Jeannie, you know I have my own car now?
No.
Yeah, and I'm a lot taller than I was.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice again. Is Mike there?
No, but I'll have him call you as soon as he comes in.
I just can't tell you how much I've missed... Missed all of you. Do you realize it's been 4 years since I lived next door to you?
Boy, time flies.
It was great talking to you again, Jean. I have to get to school. I'll have Mike call you. Bye.
What in the world are you doing here?
Good to see you.
Oh, my gosh.
Where are you staying?
Who's hugging a strange woman in the middle of the street?
Where?
Well, they were there. It's beginning to look like the work of agents for another power.
Oh, Ernie.
008, we took a fee. That means we have to follow through no matter who gets hurt.
Ernie.
Oh. Remember the car
car you used to drive me home in?
Oh, yes, the Beast.
It was a wonderful car. It never once failed us. You know, it's hard to believe it's been almost 4 years.
Yeah.
We have so much to talk about. Can you come in for a while?
Oh, gee, I'd love to, but I gotta go to the laundromat and pick up someone. Listen, will you give me a rain check?
Just name it.
Lunch tomorrow?
Got a date.
12:30?
I'll be waiting.
Back, isn't it?
Those were wonderful days. Hated to see them end. Do you remember the night I found out we were going to move away for good?
Oh, yeah. Grad night. Yeah. Practically ruined our whole evening. Remember, we went straight home after the prom.
Do you think Ted will be mad at us for not going to his party?
I don't know. I don't care.
Sorry about getting mad.
Oh, forget it. I shouldn't have acted so stupid.
You shouldn't fight during these last 2 weeks.
I know. I'm gonna miss you, Jean.
I'm gonna miss you, too.
Are we in love?
I don't know.
How do you know if you're in love?
I guess if you can't stand to be away from somebody, then you're in love with him.
We should probably try and find out. In case we are in love. It's a nice night.
I wish it would last and last.
I should have said something before, but...
What, Mike?
I'm late for an appointment, and I really better get you home. Waiter?
p.m. Suspect and same blonde left restaurant.
And just who is this mysterious blonde?
Name of Jean Pearson. Information supplied by my colleague, 008.
Ernie, Jean Pearson is just an old friend of Mike's. They were next door neighbors in high school.
Wait, there's more. Trailed suspect's car 4 blocks. That wasn't easy. On my bike. 1:37 p.m. Suspect parked. Beautiful blonde kissed him and went into house. Well, what's our next move?
Our next move is to forget about this whole business.
Huh?
This case is closed.
Okay. Well, if you change your mind, James Bond, 007, licensed to shoot.
Mike, is anything wrong?
No, honey. I guess I just wasn't in the mood to live it up tonight.
Maybe you had too big a day.
Yeah, maybe so.
You're sure there's nothing wrong? Nothing you want to talk about? I'm a good listener.
No, honey. I just have a couple things on my mind, that's all.
You don't have to walk me upstairs, Mike. I'm all right.
Oh, okay. Well, good night, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry, General McLean. Did you have to wait long? Well, you're still out there. Well, I can be at the airport in 20. Oh, I see. Well, I hope you'll accept my apologies, General. There was some sort of a mix-up, I guess. I never got the message. Yes, sir. The airbase at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Yes, sir, this time I will show up. Goodbye, sir. Well.
Oh, forgive me, Mr. Douglas. I was supposed to tell you to pick up General McLean. His office called this morning before you came in.
Oh. Well, there's no permanent harm done, I guess, Sally. Is that something for me, there?
Oh, it's the Banny report in triplicate for your signature.
That's fine. Sally?
Oh, I guess I put the Carvins in backwards. I'm sorry, Mr. Douglas. I'll do it over right now. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. The cop is on, Sally. This doesn't seem to be one of your better days, does it? Is anything wrong?
No, I'm all right. I guess I'm not much of a replacement secretary for you, though.
You're sure there's nothing wrong?
No, I'm fine.
Sally, has the mail come in this morning?
Yes, there it is.
Well, no, this is the outgoing mail. I mean the incoming mail.
I mailed it.
You mailed? Sally, what's wrong? Sometimes it helps to talk to somebody about it.
Well, I didn't want to tell you, Mr. Douglas. Maybe I better.
Dad?
Huh?
It's me, Mike.
Oh, hey, Mike. I've been knocking it off. What time is it?
Can I talk to you? It's important.
Well, sure, Mike. Sit down.
I'm kind of in trouble.
Trouble? What kind of trouble, Mike?
Well, I've been seeing Gene Pearson the last couple of days. And I haven't told Sally about it.
Oh.
But that's not all. I haven't told Jean about Sally either. I tried to, Dad. I really did. I just can't seem to do it. We have such a good time together. I don't want to spoil it.
Mike, why would telling Jean about Sally spoil anything?
Because I think Jean's getting serious about me.
Oh, I see. And how do you feel about her?
I don't know, Dad. That's what's so confusing. I don't know. I enjoy being with her. Talking about all the crazy things we used to do.
Well, that's certainly understandable, Mike. Those were wonderful, carefree days.
Why, they sure were.
Your first love, moonlight rides, proms, graduation. But don't forget, that was 4 years ago. The thing is, how do you feel about Jeannie now?
Yeah.
When you asked Sally to marry you, it wasn't because of any memories. It was because you loved her and you wanted her to share the future with you. And of course, maybe that's changed now. But whether it's Jeannie or Sally, you've got to make up your mind, Mike. You've got to make a choice. The longer you put it off, the
the more chance there is that someone's going to get hurt.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, Mike,
Sally knows you've been seeing Jean.
What?
She told me all about it in the office this morning.
Well, why hasn't she said anything?
Because she believes in you, Mike. She was hoping you'd come and tell her.
Doing?
I have to talk to you.
Well, come on up.
I can't come up there dressed like this. I'm sorry. I really let you down, honey. Not telling you about Jean is only part of it. I haven't told her we're engaged.
Why?
Well, for a while I was afraid it was because I didn't want to lose Jean. But now I realize that wasn't it at all. I was just trying to hang on to my precious high school memories.
Are they that important to you, Mike?
Not anymore. You're the most important thing in my life, honey.
What about Jean?
Well, I'm gonna tell her tomorrow after school. What about you?
What do you mean?
Do you still want to be Mrs. Mike Douglas?
Oh, Mike.
I love you, Sally.
I love you. You poor thing. You're going to catch pneumonia.
Don't worry. I'm fine.
You look so funny, standing down there in your pajamas.
You look kind of cute up there in yours.
Thanks for breakfast, Buff. Come on, take your scoop.
Hey, thanks.
See you later.
Okay. See you, Rob.
So long. Hello?
Hello, Jean.
Oh, hi, Robbie.
You recognize my voice?
I could recognize your voice anywhere.
Well, you know, it has gotten quite a bit deeper.
Jean, I wouldn't have called so early, but, I'll be tied up most of the day at school.
Oh, that's all right.
Bub will probably call you later to find out when you can come over for dinner, and, I was thinking maybe you'd like me to be your escort, as long as Mike's gonna be with Sally.
Sally?
Yeah, you know, Mike's fiancée. I figured after Bub's dinner, the four of us could go out, maybe take in a movie. Of course, Mike and Sally have probably seen everything in town, so if you'd like, maybe we could go out alone. They might be dull company anyway.
But what do you think, Jean? Jean?
Well, I'd love to, but... But I think I'll have to take a rain check. You see, I have to hurry back home.
Home? When?
Soon. I think this afternoon.
Well, that means we won't be able to see you.
Well, not this trip, but I'll be back. Well, maybe you could explain to Bob and everyone and tell them that I'm sorry and that I'll write later.
Yeah, sure. Don't forget to put on a return address. I'll write you, too.
Thank you, Robbie. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Jean.
I came right from school. What's going on?
I'm flying home today.
Why?
Well, I thought I'd better get back.
Kind of sudden, isn't it?
Well, it's very important. And I've a very good reason.
Could your reason... Wait a minute. Is there someone waiting for you at home? That's great. Here I've been racking my brain trying to think of some way to break it to you gently that I'm engaged, and all this time you have someone waiting for you at home. It would have been so simple if we'd have just told each other at the beginning.
I know.
Well, tell me about him. What's he like? Is it serious?
It might be. There's my cab.
Oh, here. Let me take that for you. Gee, I wish you didn't have to leave. I'd love for you to meet Sally. I have a feeling you two would really hit it off.
I'm sure we would. Well, I guess this is it.
Gee, all of a sudden it's 4 years ago. Jean.
No goodbyes. Good luck, Mike.
Good luck, Jean.
Pygmy?
That's what Ernie said. You've got to stop him, Mr. O'Casey. Mike's committing pygmy. You go to jail.
That dumb Ernie. He thinks he's a detective.
You know, Mike, I'm surprised he hasn't had you arrested.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you two really have anything to worry about. I'm sure 007 is probably on another very important case by now.